Welcome to another edition of Lex Talk History, a podcast produced in collaboration with WUKY and the Lexington History Museum. Now, here's your hosts, Lexington History Museum Executive Director Mandy Higgins and WUKY's own Alan Lytle.
Hello again, Mandy.
Hi, Alan.
It's been a hot minute since we got together, and here we are in December, and we're almost to the end of the year. Where did the year go?
Where did the year go? I kind of wish that hot in the hot minute was back. It's been a really unpleasant early winter, late fall, whatever we're calling this in Lexington, but it has been a wild year. I cannot believe we are here in December.
Yeah, and the 250th anniversary of our great city is just about, at least the observance thereof, but a lot of things are going to happen, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. But first of all, what's going on at the museum?
So we had a great November. We're excited for December. End of the year, winding down a little bit. But Intersections is still up. You can come as you have people in town, bring them in, learn a little bit about the city. I had a great visit yesterday with a longtime Lexingtonian who wants us to work on something that maybe we'll talk about in a later podcast. But we walked him through Intersections, and he was so thrilled to see so many things that he remembers from his time active in Lexington and folks that he knew. And so I think you'll find something that speaks to you, whatever part of your journey in Lexington you're at, in that exhibit. And it'll be up through the celebration of the U.S. 250. I don't know if we've harped this enough in the last year of this podcast.
Lexington jumped the line.
Lexington is older than the Declaration of Independence. So it is not until July of 2026 that the United States can sort of claim that it's 250 years old, but Lexington absolutely has had a great year celebrating.
And the Intersections now includes a video component.
It does now include a video component. So we had a really great event in November with Jeff Hoagland, and that was November's podcast. He and his team have created some digital shorts that are complementary to what we've done in the exhibit about Charlotte Dupuy, Les McCann, and RCO Benjamin. So those are available, will be available in the museum, and are really powerful. That Charlotte Dupuy piece is incredible. So I can't wait for more people to see it. And we're really excited about it.
All right. Anything else to add before we get into our dynamic guest?
No, I'm so excited.
All right. Let's get into it.
We today are joined by Dr. Eunice Beatty, who has spent the last year or more of her life making sure that Lexington can celebrate the 250th anniversary with a bang. Eunice, how are you feeling?
You know what, Dr. Higgins, it really is a bit of bittersweet, because we started out talking about we were going to fly this plane and we literally were building it and flying it at the same time. But then the flight took off and it's been like, hey, we didn't even have a chance to do connectors. It was like a nonstop flight. And so we're ready to land the plane in December, and it is sort of a bittersweet moment because I'm exhausted and I'm ready for this plane to land. But at the same time, there were so many, many sweet moments this year that it's just hard to think about all of the great things and all of the people that interacted with those events.
It is. I know it's hard. But can you tell us about some of the successes that you think 250 Lex has brought to the city this year?
You know, I actually have thought about successes and success stories a lot. And I know this is going to be sort of a strange answer, but I think success for 250 Lex, for me, looking at the entire year, has been engagement of people. And so when you see that kind of engagement, I mean, it can be in any type of an event, in any space. Just the engagement of people in interacting, whether they're residents or visitors, or the intergenerational piece of it, I just have to say the success of 250 Lex for me has been about people engagement.
I think that's so true. And for anyone who's been to any of these events across the whole calendar year, there have been so many new faces in Lexington.
Absolutely.
And folks who maybe haven't, you don't typically see at some of the other city events are involved in a lot of what we've done. I think about the fashion and dance at the museum, and the bourbon tasting, and
it has just been a great moment of intercultural kind of experiences and celebrating the what we already know, the horses, the bourbon, the basketball. But it's just been a year of just pure glee. It really has been.
That's very true. What are you hoping, or what do you hope, as we move into 2026, that Lexingtonians experienced this year and take with them?
You know, now that's an easy one, because Kip, the co-chair, and I have, in every event, in just about every meeting, we have rehearsed what we're doing must be interesting, inclusive, and memorable. So I would have to say that what I'd like to see as a takeaway from people, that if something that they attended or something that they planned or something that they did was interesting, inclusive, or memorable, they've hit a home run.
Can you maybe give us an example for yourself of what you're taking in that memorable, interesting, and inclusive?
Probably I would say interesting. I would almost have to say the event that I attended in November at the public library that had Jeff Hoagland. Mm-hmm. That had an interesting component because I'm a native of Lexington. I really identified with some of the things and the people that they were talking about. And it had a history component to it that was really sort of a deep digging kind of a history, that sort of was awakening kind of a history component. So that was truly interesting because it came to me in a very different way, which made it interesting for me. For a younger person, maybe not, but for me, that was very interesting. For something inclusive, I felt like the intercultural experience with the dance that one of our commission members organized, Preeti Gupta, that was very much an inclusive kind. It touched just about every country that we represent here in Lexington. And also the Diversity Fest. It probably was one of the largest ones that we have had in Lexington that really touched the cultural experience of Lexington. And we've had a lot of other really inclusive events. And not only inclusive in the event, but inclusive in the attendees, which really warmed my heart to see lots of different people from different backgrounds attending the events. And memorable, oh my goodness, there are too many to think about being really memorable. The Sacred Music Festival, as being a very first, was truly a memorable experience. The first back-to-school event that included both of our public and private schools coming together at the Kentucky Horse Park was very memorable. There were just a lot of events to me that deserved the memorable stamp. The literary, April,
yes.
Oh my goodness, that was memorable.
That was an incredible event.
That was incredible to have that many writers and literary folk in Lexington that we own to showcase them all at the same time. So there's just so many events that I felt like were memorable.
Yeah, and I feel like a couple of those you mentioned in memorable are also where the legacies can come into some of what 250 was. So that literary event might not be able to be recreated, right? But so much of what came out of that,
oh,
the writing,
absolutely.
And
yeah, Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Can you talk about some of the other legacies that you hope to see or that you expect to see?
You know, and several people have asked us that question about legacies, and there have been planners that have said we want this to be a legacy event. So they truly intend to bring back something. It may not be in the exact same format, but brings back a piece of it. And we're hoping that that really does happen in a lot of different aspects, and it could in different ways. Of course, we won't have a pool of funding dollars that we can help fund some of those, but we're also hoping that some of the sponsors who sponsored this year will see the success and what it's done for our city and be willing to sponsor again for as far as legacy and helping those events move forward. But I think when I think about which events could or should be legacy, I immediately kind of push back from that. And I think about, I'd love for the legacy of 250 Lex to be building on our history, because we shared so much history. Some of the untold history, some new history in different ways, what I've heard people say, real history, mm-hmm. Things that they didn't know or had not been really shared. So I'd like to think of the legacy as being building on our history, building on what we or how we have progressed, and building on our potential. So that's kind of the way I've been framing a legacy piece, not so much in events, but looking at the entire year and knowing what people experienced and what the feedback people have given, to say, yeah, the legacy that I really hope that we can garnish from 250 Lex is looking at our history and building on our history, looking at the progress that we've made, build more on that progress, and then certainly look toward the future and look at all of the potential that is there for the future. Yeah.
That's very different than what a lot of these anniversary celebrations that we've had in the past have done. It has been all backward looking and look at, there used to be a log cabin and now there's not. So that's a really different take on it. And that's exactly what Lexington is, right? Like we, and the feedback that we've gotten as part of 250 Lex or that the museum has gotten, it's the same. Like, oh, I had no idea that this person and this person came together to create this or that.
Yeah.
I love to tell this story. It is basketball season. So we're in this moment in basketball where, in all college sports, where there's, you know, sponsorship and money and all of these things. But a lot of this is coming in some ways out of a media environment that started right here in Lexington, because it's Host Communications and Jim Host, who is the first to really create it's not quite a sponsorship, but to create the investment in a university program, and UK being the pilot of that, right? So as we're writing the exhibit, you can learn more about this at Intersections. But as we're writing
quick plug.
As I'm writing the exhibit, I hadn't made that full connection yet. And to be able to then bring that to folks who are so deeply, there's nothing that's more Lexington to people than basketball at times, to be able to make that connection, right? And then we can look forward on, okay, if this happened in the 80s and this is what's going on now, where do we think things are going, and how can UK or Transylvania University or the city be a part of that conversation?
Yes. In such a broad sense, because I'm listening to you say that, and then just this week and last week, we were at two events at Fayette County Public Schools that were sort of doing a future look at what they think, as students, Lexington will look like. And as you might imagine, it was all around technology, or I can't say all completely, but much of it was around technology and AI. And so when you think about media and what Jim Host did for basketball, and how that must have been very, very authentic and real people face to face, and now what that might look like in 50 years when we're talking to younger people and what they see as media and how it will develop. It is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Ooh. 50 years. So in the 300th anniversary of Lexington.
Yeah. What will that look like?
What will that look like? What did they do in 250 and what did they get right? And what did, that's the pressure of that. Hopefully neither one of us are.
Will we really be doing podcasts?
I don't know. Will we?
I think they'll just be delivered directly right into your ear. Probably. Rather than a device.
Just have implants.
Yeah.
Whew. Well, hopefully, we'll see how that goes. But it's a big part of this. So you mentioned there are still some events going on. How can Lexingtonians continue to celebrate throughout this month? How are we landing this plane?
Yeah, well, and that's going to be a really exciting moment. So I'm going to hit first on there's still events going on in December. December has a lot of events that are events that typically would happen in Lexington. Of course, we've had the parade and we've had the lighting of the tree, and we'll be having the holiday concert and some of the things that already exist. And Fayette County students did the last two sort of official 250 Lex events, and that was last week and this week as they looked into the future. And on December the 15th is really the landing of the plane, and we are super excited. It will be at Central Bank Center. It will be at 6:30 p.m. We will have an unveiling of an art wall that looks at the entire year. And we have a group of artists, faculty and students at the University of Kentucky who have taken that project on in partnership with LexArts. And so it will be a phenomenal display. So we've sort of tossed back and forth time capsule and how do we really want to sort of wrap this, put a bow on 250 Lex for the year, and that's sort of where we landed. So we're excited to see the final product, and we're hoping the entire city, residents, visitors, all come out to Central Bank Center in the Rupp Arena area. It will be actually installed on a wall in the corridor there, so everyone will be able to see it. It will be there through late spring, so if you don't get a chance to come to the actual unveiling, do stop by and take a look at it.
So. That's so great. And can you give us like a preview of what the students are thinking, or do you know?
No.
You have to be there.
You have to be there. But if you can imagine college students and their ability to create and their innovative thought, we have been so pleased with the ideas, so it will be exciting. And of course, it will have both a digital component, as you can imagine, and a non-digital component. So come out and see it. December 15th, 6:30 p.m.
Perfect. And there's no need to register,
come and be a part of it.
That's
yes.
Great. Well, I know that this is a loaded question, but what are you looking forward to in 2026?
I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I just really want to rest and travel. Travel has been one of those things that I totally put on the back burner for the last 2 years. I didn't think I would have to because I thought, this will go, 250 Lex will move smoothly. But it really was one of those things that was night and day and every day and weekends. It was a tremendous amount of responsibility to volunteer to do. And so, but I wanted it to be done correctly, and Kip did as well. So we have both put a lot on the back burner. So I'm really looking forward to some rest and then to start up some travel too. Yeah,
that's great. I think the whole city can agree in saying that you've earned it, and that we're grateful that you took on this volunteer role to make 250 years in its celebration memorable across an entire year. It hasn't been done before. I think we've probably said that a couple of times, but it's worth repeating.
And you know, actually trying to keep the energy high at a high level for an entire year is a massive undertaking. And if it had not been for not just Kip and I, but the entire community, the planners of each event, the community partners, the ambassadors, the volunteers, they are really the ones that made it happen, that kept the energy, that kept the momentum going in order for us to really swing this thing for an entire year. It would have been really, really super hard to have done this with just a few people. But when you think about the number of people in the community that came together and they were excited about their project and the spaces that they were doing an event or program in, the community grants. I mean, those were the people who created the energy to really make this thing go. And so that's a part of that people engagement that made the success piece of it. So, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that is
fun. Phenomenal.
Yeah. I think that's Lexington, right? That
it is.
And that's the true legacy right there.
Exactly. Yeah. That is. You know, we can look at this historically and that Lexington has, from its very beginning, at least for some people, been a place where community has come together. And as we've expanded what community means, that piece has continued.
Yes, that is so, so true. And I do think that's unique about Lexington. Mm-hmm. I like to think our urban service planning area is unique. And I love having that urban and that green space, rural space, and knowing that we can transfer that within 10 or 15 minutes, you can be in either space. So I take great pride in always talking to people about that. But I do think our sense of being able to come together as a community, whether it's planning the equestrian games or whether it's planning 250 Lex years of celebration, we can do that. And the other piece of that is the amount of talent that Lexington has right here at home. It's just amazing. And watching people pull on those and know the right people and not even miss a beat when we want to do something to say, let's contact this person that we can get it done. So it's really has been a phenomenal year. It has.
It has. And yeah. Thank you for all that has been done to make that possible and for staying the course.
Well,
and
remember, you were a commission member.
I was a commission member.
And you did a big one, an event for the History Museum.
Yes, we have been very grateful to be partners. And I think that is all of that work is a piece of what exactly you're saying, right? Like that Lexington will be that place where the community comes together and that talent can outkick your coverage, to use a sports metaphor, mixing all kinds of sports in here today, that we punch above our weight and there's another one.
Yeah, you just did another one.
It's just been an incredible, it's been incredible to watch it, to be a part of it. And I'm so thankful for all that you've done to make Lexington great this year. And I can't wait for you to rest and travel.
Ooh, I can't either. Yeah, it has been. And this is a great way of being able to sort of have an opportunity to talk about it in a conclusive way. We do a lot of speaking to different groups, but this is a phenomenal way of capturing a little bit of why it's all fresh in our minds on, because you think every event is the best event.
Right.
And, oh my goodness, we've got to bring that back next year. And then you get to the end of the year and you go, well, how in the world can we do that again? But this has been good to stop and think about the successes and the legacies and all of the people that have been involved. Yeah.
I have a question. Can you describe like the vibe of the last 250 Lex committee meeting that you guys had, or is there another one planned?
You know, actually, we did not. We were supposed to have our last commission meeting on December 11th this month, but because we're having our unveiling, we've making that the meeting. Now we are having a little bit of a social time with the commission and our sponsors, and so I will be able to come back and tell you a little bit later what that felt like, that vibe felt like.
You haven't had that vibe
we
yet.
We haven't had that vibe yet, but it is definitely planned.
Oh, terrific.
Awesome.
Oh, and We know that you have been really busy, Eunice, and we want to thank you for your time today, for coming in as the metaphor, you know, basically landing that plane for 250 Lex. And Mandy, a lot of stuff happening right now at the museum.
Yeah, so we're couple of quick things. We will be open December 26th and 27th, and January 2nd and 3rd, the Friday, Saturdays of those weeks, but we'll be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So if you have family in town and or you're sick of your family or whatever it may be.
Heavens no.
come down and see us. Of course, check social media. Check the website if the weather is tricky. That's where we would announce anything, but we should be open. And in January, so many exciting things happening.
We're only talking about a few weeks here.
Stop. I can't handle that. It's going to be 2026. In January, that first full week of January, we will open Driftwood, a traveling exhibit from the Filson Historical Society in Louisville, and Jessica Whitehead, who is a really, really talented curator. Driftwood tells the story of Harlan Hubbard and his wife, a Kentucky artist who lived and painted landscapes around the state. And it's really beautiful, really engaging. And Jessica will be in the museum in March to talk about the work and to talk about Harlan Hubbard. So that will be on display from January 7th until March 31st. So please come down and see that. And then this is happening now, but we'll really be ramping it up in the new year. The Lexington History Museum has partnered with the League of Women Voters to honor women through a new initiative called Stand With Her Story. So what we're asking is that you, anyone out there listening to us, to nominate a woman in your life who's made a difference. So this could be your mom or your grandma or the person who made sure that every kid at school got fed, or it could be Eunice Beatty for all of the good work she has done across.
Why not?
Why not? So, you know. I mean, that's who I'm going to nominate is Eunice Beatty.
Oh my goodness.
So anyone from, again, your mom or your sister to, women who are celebrated across Lexington. But what we want to do is in some ways overrepresent women in Lexington for their impact, because history, we know, hasn't always done that. So this is a free nomination. You can go to theleagueofwomenvoters.org to learn more. Those nominations will be accepted through the end of January. And then in March, we'll have an event where the names of each woman nominated will be read. And eventually, all of these stories will live at the History Museum in a digital kiosk where you can search. So you could search teacher, or you could search Mandy Higgins, or you could search whatever and pull those out. And then we're really hopeful that in doing this, not only will we be able to inspire more folks, just like we've been talking about with 250, to capture some of these unknown pieces or lesser known pieces of Lexington's history, but also to be able to pull out some stories that haven't gotten enough attention but need it within our museum space. So, and that could be because we don't have the objects now, or that, you know, that story was lost for a while and now it's back. And so we want to be able to be able to do that. And importantly, that every nomination be searchable, so that whenever someone comes in, they can have a piece of that. And we'll talk a lot more about that next month when Liza Holland, the president of the League of Women Voters, joins us on Lex Talk History.
Man, oh man, can't wait. This is going to be great. And that is a terrific promotion that that is going to be happening in 2026, which is Lexington 251.
Lexington 251.
Why can't we keep that energy going?
I don't know. You might want to call the mayor, Alan.
Hey, Mayor, I got an idea for you. And I want Eunice on the...
Oh, Alan, please.
No, Eunice is going to go travel to Philadelphia and Lexington, Massachusetts.
Yeah, some
she
other
will be
places.
Suddenly
some
out of pocket. Yeah.
Tell
sure.
them all about how Lexington, Kentucky was better.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation today. And obviously, you know, a lot still to come in December, but we will see you back here in January for Lex Talk History.
You've been listening to Lex Talk History, a monthly podcast produced in collaboration with WUKY and the Lexington History Museum. Subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts, or download Lex Talk History from the podcast page at WUKY.org. And if you haven't done so already, please make plans to visit the Lexington History Museum soon. Get started on your tour at lexhistory.org.